watch your bank stock, singles on top, Benjamins under the rest of them. Advancing from duplex to mansion, stashing keys, hiding G's overseas, VCRs in my V's, game elevates, money I make into stocks and real estate, bitch. Jet skiing in the Caribbean, white sand, discussing plans with my man, dark blue land, smoke tint, chrome rims in the system that leave my rear views trembling. What you gonna do when Papa catch your attitude? Drop to your knees and show gratitude. Kiss my ring, it's a Frank White thing. I stay potent. Bitches devoted, take my dick and deep throat.
Eternal sunshine in this elevated world of mine. Looking through this hourglass of time.
Hey, hello, the dad, hello, dad, I can't hear you, the dad,
bitch. Rolling blunts with the williest of the willy. Hitchling cop, M1s and 9 milli. Stories like a motherfucker. Model bitches wondering if I'ma fuck with her. She know I treat my bitches like Havana. Dolce and Gabbana dripping. Big Papa, never slipping. H-class diamonds, shining. Dinner with wifey, whining, dining. Smoking cigars in Bogota with Colombian niggas named Panama and Enrique and shit. Games we play, life ended. Bitches bend it over with these. Four pair Moschino jeans and Donna Karen tank top. I got your bank stock. Singles on top. Benjamins under the rest of them. Advancing from duplex to mansion. Stashing keys. Hiding G's overseas. VCRs in my beats. Game elevates. Money I make.
Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why is she?
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
All right. You got it. All right.
Am I going in clear?
You're very clear. Count down from 10 for me.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I said count down.
Oh.
I'm kidding. It's okay. You sound good.
Man.
You sound good.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 2, 1.
Okay. Okay. You sound perfect. Now, what's gonna happen? Milkman is out getting phone cards, right? And he's gotta get a prescription. So we'll connect directly. Now, when he gets back, then we're going to send you a conference call to join, okay?
Dude, I might not be here.
All right, well, stay on as long as you can. Just let me know when you got to go. So at least have somebody with me when I start, okay?
Okay.
All right, and just put yourself on mute. Don't talk until you hear me start the show, okay? We're going to start like in 5 minutes, okay?
All right, yeah.
Okay, man, I'll be right back. Hang on.
Bye-bye.
The madhouse will begin momentarily. Please stand by. The madhouse will commence shortly.
Motherfucking headphones up. Are they up? Louder, even louder than this.
Quality.
Welcome to the
bitches. This is Rick James. That's right, bitch. The real Rick James. Yes, Rick James, bitch. One of the baddest motherfuckers you've ever seen. One of the best looking motherfuckers. One of the best singers. The mixtape, bitches. Sit back. Relax. And enjoy yourself, bitches. It's a celebration.
The house next door to me's been sold to niggers.
Yeah, crackers. Madhouse is fire on PCU Radio, bitch.
How is it?
Thursday. Today is Thursday.
A madhouse!
He's become a god. Oh, you're a god, too. We're not.
A god? Which one?
He's Zeus.
The bad boss.
Oh, perhaps not. When he decides to announce his divinity, he is mad, they'll lock him up. We'll have the Republic back. My friend, this could be the best thing that ever happened.
There are those who believe that life here began out there, far across the universe, with tribes of humans who may have been the forefathers of the Egyptians, Toltecs, or the Mayans, that they may have been the architects of the Great Pyramids, or the lost civilizations of Lemuria or Atlantis. Some believe that there may yet be brothers of man who even now fight to survive somewhere beyond the heavens.
There will be no order, only chaos.
That being said, grab a blunt, take a big hit, sit back, and enjoy the ride.
The following is an exclusive of PCU Radio and MadhouseLive.com.
Flight controllers, listen up. Give me a go, no go for launch. Booster.
Go.
Retro.
Go.
Vital.
Go fly.
Guidance.
Guidance go.
Surgeon.
Go fly.
Econ.
We're go fly.
GNC.
We're go.
Tell me.
Go.
Control.
Go fly.
Procedures.
Go.
Inco.
Go.
FAO.
We are go.
Network.
Go.
Recovery.
Go!
Capcom.
We're go fly.
Launch control, this is Houston. We are go for launch.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
I know drug reel from real reel.
Chris.
I take rails today.
First of all,
I can't talk on this phone line. If you give me the room number and the last name, I can call you.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you! Fuck you! Fucking piece of shit!
Look, maybe he's only a little crazy, like painters or composers or some of those men in Washington.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, Pasquale.
Hey, Pasquale, do you are, bro?
You son of a bitch, speak English, America.
Yeah, you son of a bitch, you motherfucking, you are going to speak in Panama.
I
what
know,
the fuck
you speak English, I
you
say.
Motherfucking. Nah,
you
motherfucking.
Go
ahead,
you
man.
You mother bitch.
Motherfucking you.
You bitch.
Don't
never
call again to this boy, man.
Mow my lawn.
Hey?
Mow my
you
lawn.
You motherfucking.
Why are you so angry? But where's Pasquale?
Hey, fuck you, man.
I'm so high right now. We're not low.
Smoke weed every day.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, bitches and whole ass niggas, the weirdo is back. I want everybody right now to put your blunts up. You're now listening to Bizarre Solo Album, The Handicap Circus, and I'm your boy, Young Miles the Future. And my man's about to get it cracking for y'all. The band has a new lead singer. Everybody stand up. Put your motherfucking hands up for the number one weirdo, Bizarre.
Hey, bitch, it's a nigga with the shower cap, kicking a nasty, dirty, filthy rap. Detroit's on the map.
Yeah. What's up, everybody? Good evening. I almost said good evening like I normally do, but I see that there's 48 of you listening, so I thought, why the hell not try to do a show? Good afternoon. You're listening to a special afternoon edition. It's 5:10 p.m. on the East Coast, 2:10 p.m. on the West Coast, and you're listening to an impromptu special edition of Madhouse Radio. I'm your host, Carlito, and I guess for at least a few hours today, I'll be trying to do an experiment here with daytime prank calls. Now, normally we're on Thursday evenings at 10 p.m. Eastern here on PC, where you're listening to prank calls 24/7. We have live shows in the evening, and normally during the day we have rotation, but I thought I'd jump on and see what kind of response I get by doing a earlier show than normal. So here we are.
Thursday.
And that's going to repeat importantly, because I forgot to turn off the repeat. There we go. Little Bob Marley for everybody. I guess via satellite I should have on the line one of our regulars here at PCU in the evenings. I have none other than the Dead. The Dead, are you there with us? No response from the Dead. The Dead, I command you to speak now. We've lost the Dead, apparently. Oh, well, that sucks. We'll try to call him again here. Regardless, like I said, you're listening to the Madhouse. Now, we do live prank calls here on a weekly basis, and you can catch live prank calls every night, just about, let's say, 6 nights a week here on PCU. And we'll be doing that right now. So if you have any numbers that you would like me to prank call, anybody... Let's say if there are a co-worker who might be at work right now, if you have a business that you hate, if you have somebody you know who's at home,
Your call has been answered by an automated...
Shut up, bitch. Anyway, yeah, if you have a number you want me to call, it's free of charge, and now is your chance to join in and participate in what goes on here on a daily basis. You can reach me via AOL Instant Messenger at Madhouse Radio. Again, that's Madhouse Radio if you happen to be able to use AOL Instant Messenger. If you're using Yahoo Instant Messenger, you can reach me at Madhouse PCU Radio. That's Madhouse PCU Radio. And if you're using MSN Messenger, Madhouse PCU Radio at Hotmail.com. Now, I know a lot of you might be at work. That's the assumption here. What we think is that our daytime crowd is at work and our nighttime crowd is at home. So if you're at work and you can't use a messenger, but you have a number that you want me to call or a prank that you'd like me to do, why not email it to me? You can email me at madhouseradio@gmail.com. That's madhouseradio at gmail.com. Let's see if I can get our guest here in the line one more time. If not, then we're going to move on. Regardless, you want to be sure to head on over to madhouselive.com. That is the homepage for this show you're listening to now. The Madhouse. That's madhouselive.com. You can also reach you also want to visit the homepage for PCU Radio. Now, there are two homepages at this point. The primary page is kdkprankcalls.com. That's KDK as in kill, death, kill. kdkprankcalls.com. You can go there to download the best of the calls that you hear on a daily basis on a rotation. There are a ton of calls there. There are also a lot of soundboards that you can use for your own amusement or to terrorize people on the phone yourself and become an amateur underground prank caller such as us. Also, the new page, a new sister site to KDK Prank Calls that just debuted within the last few days is fartsteam.com. That's fartsteam.com. And I believe that's primarily just soundboards up there. But regardless, give all three of those sites a try. To recap, madhouselive.com for the Madhouse. For the station, PCU Radio, you want to head over to kdkprankcalls.com. And you want to visit fartsteam.com if you'd like to see our brand new sister site, which is just rolling out in beta version. In the meantime, I'm in the process of getting some numbers here from some of the people out there. And again, if you're on AOL Instant Messenger, that's Madhouse Radio. Also, if you are able to join us in chat, if you have a Java client that's working, at kdkprankcalls.com, click on the chat icon on the top left area of the page. And you'll be able to reach our chat room where you can talk to people who are listening to the show right now. There's some regulars in there right now. The chat room is kind of slow right now, but it is daytime. We usually fill up there around 8, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. In the meantime, look at this. I've got a request here for prank already from a gentleman who wants me to prank his wife. She's at home. Well, yeah, sure, I can prank it, but give me the number, bro. Here's the format. Now, what you want to do, you want to give me a first and last name. You want to at least give me the city and state that they live in, a street preferably in case they ask where I'm calling from. I can see down the street, whatever. But you want to try, like I said, to get me a first and last name, the phone number, of course. You, as much, if possible, try to call to make sure that person is still home. And give me a little background information, how old they are, what they do for a living, what do you think they're doing right now, do they have a problem with VO? Are they an asshole? Do they owe you money? Something like that. Whatever your general idea for the prank is. Gentlemen over at, I don't know if I should give it out, Mr. Rogers. Let's call him Mr. Rogers from now, maybe not. Mr. Worthington. Mr. Worthington, by all means, please email me back with your the phone number for your wife, and we'll give her a call. And if you have an idea of what you want me to tell her, I can do that. Give me something to work with, and most definitely we'll get it done. In the meantime, let me see if I have any numbers coming in. Yes, I do, actually. I've got a good friend, Reclude. Reclude, who works in music studios on a daily basis, has given me some numbers here. Two numbers, actually. Got a gentleman in a band that sucks, and he looks like Santa Claus. Well, there we go. There's something to work with right there. I got his number here ready to go. And we also have a number to a musical studio, some guy who's a cocksucker. Apparently. And I'm sorry for cursing. I don't love you at work, so I'll try to keep the cursing to a minimal as much as possible to avoid you guys getting into any trouble at work. So, yeah. Let's give a call. Can I call Canada? No, I cannot. Yes. Yeah, I can call Canada, by the way. Yeah, if you have a number in Canada, if you're listening from Canada, yeah, I'm pretty sure we can do that. You can't call in, but you can. Anyway, yeah, forgot to say that if you want to call in live here and be on the air, it is a toll-free call. From home, from your cell phone, or from work, it is a toll-free call, no cost to you. The number is 1-888-278-8509. Again, you can reach us at 1-888-278-8509. It's a free call, and it's on our dime. That's 1-888-278-8509. And I'll keep trying to give that out as much as possible. And I'll stay on as long as there's people listening. I'm trying to see how many people I can get to listen at this time of day and spread the word that we actually do have a community here in the evenings where we do pranks live at night. Be sure to catch that when you're at home or if you work late or some shit. Okay, moving right along. Let's go ahead and start the first call of the night, the day. See, I'm so used to doing shit at night. I keep saying that. I keep saying night, and it is indeed daytime. The Dead, are you there? The Dead. Speak up.
I'm here.
Hey, what's up, The Dead? How you doing, man?
Hey, what up?
Not bad, not bad. Good to hear
Get
you.
Get some more words to fucking up, man.
Yeah, well, that's all right. Firstly, what we need to work out here, we got to try to keep the cursing to a minimum, I would say, until 8 p.m. What do you think about that? Maybe 7.
Why?
7. Well, there's people at work right now on the West Coast, and they might be listening in their cubicle, and if they're trying to listen, and they hear us saying, you know, fuck shit,
okay,
damn.
Yeah.
You know
yeah,
what I mean? Okay, I don't want people sure. to get in trouble and can't listen yeah. and everything like that. Yeah. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And,
hey,
and,
dude.
Yeah, what's up, man?
You know what? I have a funny story.
Well, hell, why don't you tell us your funny story?
I went in... No, it's not a story, but it's something I do.
Okay.
I went into class, right?
Right, you went,
I started the classes and shit.
Right.
I can't even talk in front of people, but I could talk on the radio.
Okay.
In front of 70 people or something.
Okay, well, yeah, so you did fine speaking in public, but you have trouble speaking now? Is that what it is, or is it the other way around? I'm sorry. I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, I can't speak in public, but I could speak on the radio and shit.
Okay, I gotcha. Well, yeah, what you gotta do in the future is just imagine that you're calling in or something like that. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I just can't do it.
Okay, well, guess what? Hey, man, check this out. I hate to interrupt you, but over at the show email, that's madhouseradio@gmail.com, madhouseradio@gmail.com. I've already got 2 emails, man. I've got 3 emails. I've got 3 numbers here that I've received from people who want me to prank call. And these are brand new people. I've never seen these people before. So this is good.
Cool.
Good news, man.
Yeah, you got new people in.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, this is great. Now, here's the first thing. Like I said before, we got a lady named Tracy who's at home right now. She's working at a daycare, and the kids are stressing the hell out of her. So we definitely have to give that a call. We also have someone who wants us to call his wife about buying Girl Scout cookies from the troop. I guess she's probably a Girl Scout master, I'm guessing, something like that. So we can run with that. Dad, do you like Girl Scout cookies at all?
I do. I like the mint.
The mint,
ones.
Right? That's like the only one that's always like the most sold one, I think. What else? Every
that's
year they bring
the only best one, the tin crisps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh man, those minty ones are good. I know they come in that green box. I get 2 boxes. The first one I eat it right when I get it, and the second one, you know, I spread it out as much as I can. But I can go through a whole box of those Girl Scout cookie minty chocolate ones in
yeah,
one sitting.
Yeah, the tin mints.
Thin, yeah, exactly. That's good stuff. That's good stuff. So what should we do? We can call one of these new numbers, or we can call one of Recluse's 2 numbers he's got here.
Call the daycare.
Let's call the daycare. Let's do that. Now, you want to take that? I'd have to call you or something like that in order to get that done. We could do that, though, man. Yeah, well,
that would have been cool if I, call... Her yeah. for my sextuplets or something.
Exactly. Well, we'll put you on for the cookies or something. But let's call Tracy at the daycare. What do you say?
You're freaking skipping, man.
I'm skipping? Well, you sound
yeah.
great. So I don't know. It must be your connection. But just ignore it. We'll be cool. We'll work it out. Okay, folks. We're gonna be right back with the first prank call of the afternoon, of the evening, whatever the hell you want to call it. It's 5:00. It's the gray area. But let's call Tracy. We'll be right back after this. It's 5:21 p.m. Eastern, 2:21 on the West Coast. Right back after this.
When
You have 395 minutes.
Yeah, we got it.
$300 something minute for what? $5?
Nice. It's a penny a minute, dude. Milkman gets a better deal.
That's good.
That's a good deal on phone cards. It's a good racket.
Hello?
Hello, may I speak to Tracy, please?
This is.
Hey, Tracy, how you doing? Look, I'm calling from the Homeowners Association here in Albany.
Okay.
My name is Tito Valente, and we got a lot of complaints that you have too many kids talking over there, loud kids and stuff, and the kids outside in the underwear and everything, playing in the water and the sprinkler. I don't know what the big deal is, but can you possibly try to be a better parent or something like that?
Could you tell me that again?
Okay, we got a problem. We got a complaint that you got kids over there where you're at right now, you know? And they're being loud, they're throwing stuff, and then they had this sign like a car wash outside, and then the old lady come to get a car wash.
No, I babysit babies. They're not having no car wash outside.
Well, it was the babies or something. There's too much noise over there, they said, and there's a complaint. You say you got the daycare there in Albany that they're making too much noise and stuff, you know? And don't you know, my problem is my wife, she has the other daycare in town, and she's got it out for you. She wants to put you out of business, man.
Why?
Because she don't like competition. She don't like she wants to be the monopoly.
I'm not competing against anybody.
Oh, she's competing against you. She's been talking to your parents and everything, and she's gonna undercut you by 20%, you know?
Okay.
Okay, so what? You're gonna lose your business or what? You wanna work with us, huh?
Work with you how?
Well, you come babysit for us, you know?
You want me to come babysit for you?
We're going
to
buy your company. We're going to make you an offer. Well, make us an offer. We give it to you, you know?
So you want to take over all the kids that I babysit?
Yeah, and we pay you $10.50 an hour plus benefits, you know?
$10.50 an hour plus benefits?
Yeah, we got a 401k and everything, you know, all that good stuff, Tracy. Why you don't come? You know, bring us all your accounts. You know, and we know we
work. But you want to put me out of business by taking over my accounts? So you're asking me to give you my accounts so you can take over my business.
Yeah, but we make that,
right?
We keep
it you. It sounds like you guys need business.
No, we the thing is, we keep you on the payroll, man. $10.50 an hour plus benefits, man.
But do you realize that I make more than that?
Well, how much you make? That's why I say make an offer, woman. You know.
Oh, you want me to make an offer?
Yeah, make
give
an
me offer. Give me $20 an hour.
$20? That's come on, $20 an hour. Come on, you know you go.
You know. Normally, I've been doing this for 7 years.
So what?
And normally,
I've been doing it.
I rake in by myself between $3,000 and $4,000 a month.
Uh huh. Okay, so 20.
Doing childcare. I've been doing it for 7 years.
Okay. You got a resume we can see? I mean, for all I know, you're lying, you know?
Oh, I'm not. Oh, you're the one that called me. I didn't call you.
Oh, what?
Remember?
Well, what? Your name
I'm letting you know that my business is very good, very strong. Matter of fact, I go pretty much word of mouth because it's so good.
Okay. So you come here, we pay you $20 an hour, and no benefits, though.
You'll pay me $20 an hour plus full benefits, 401k.
No. If you want $20 an hour, no benefits, because you don't have benefits now. You're trying to be sneaky.
No, I have benefits. I have benefits through my husband.
So you keep your benefits through your husband. What are we going to give you benefits for? That's what he's working for, you know?
Well, hey, you're the one that said it.
Well, you think your husband is like some great man or something?
No. Listen. I'm just going off what you're saying, okay?
Okay, so...
I'm being nice here, okay?
Okay, well, look...
I'm working with you here, okay?
Okay, so...
This phone call has just kind of got me kind of floored, I guess you could say, okay?
It got you kind of floored?
Yeah, because I'm not used to having somebody call me up and saying they want to buy my business.
Well, you know, if you're on the floor, who's taking care of the babies, man?
No, you're not understanding. It's English that I'm speaking here. You don't understand what I'm saying.
Oh, why? I don't speak English? Is that what you're saying? Because my name is...
Listen,
here we go.
No, it's my English. Listen.
I see.
Listen to what I said. I said, I am floored.
Lady, you are racist. You are racist.
About somebody calling and wanting to buy my business. Now, do you understand what I just said?
I understand you said you're racist.
It kind of dumbfounds me. I'm kind of shocked, okay?
I don't speak English. I guess I'm here speaking Chinese. Ching chong.
Listen to me. You called me. I'm trying to here. I'm being nice, and you're getting a hair up your ass or something. I don't know, but I'm being nice and laughing, okay? And I'm trying to figure you out, okay?
You're being nice.
I'm not
and
trying to be mean. I'm not trying to be a saint. I'm not a god. My husband's not god, okay? I'm just trying to figure out if you're for real or not.
Now you're god.
Oh, my gosh. Now I'm god. This is great. You make me laugh, okay? And I'm not saying you're a big joke. You just make me laugh. I'm just shocked. Nobody has ever called me in the 7 years that I've been doing child care and saying, hey, my wife is competitioning you, and we want to buy your business, okay? It makes me laugh, okay? I'm sorry.
Have you heard of our business? We're Monopoly Daycare.
No, I've never heard of your business. What is your business?
Monopoly Daycare.
Monopoly Daycare?
Yes.
I think I might. Where are you guys located?
We're in Albany, down Maine, something. Downtown, east side of town.
I might have heard of you.
Uh-huh. Well, how old are you?
How did you hear about me?
This black lady came in and said that you did a good job, that we should, try to, make you an offer.
Thank you. Thank you for telling me this.
Well,
thank you, okay?
Right.
I don't know. I might take you up on this offer, though.
Okay, well, tell you what. Let me give you a call Friday. How's that? Oh, maybe, I don't know, maybe Thursday something,
just
Give
me a call. I'll be here.
Okay, and then we'll see what
and
we
I'll,
do.
I'll think about your offer, okay?
Okay, let your husband know that I call and, make an offer, and then call your lawyer and everything, and then I call it back later in the week, we talk. Okay, baby?
Okay.
Okay, well, you have a good day, baby.
You too.
All right, mwah. Bye.
Yeah, that was great.
Wow.
See, what do you think today? Isn't that much better than doing prank calls at night? Wasn't that a lot right off the bat? That's a great call. That was a great call. I had a great time with
it. What's skipping?
As long as if you hear me skipping, then that's okay, because I hear you perfect. So let's not change things then. Anyway, yeah, so unfortunately, Milkman isn't here right now. He is out. I guess he's filling a prescription. Milkman is normally my producer and my co-host, but he's not available now. He's actually out buying some phone cards for our shows. He's the guy that provides them for us.